Proposition 8 is Anchorage Metropolitan Police Service Area Facilities Bonds. This bond package is the smallest of the eight voters will consider. Its total is $250,000. The bonds would go toward improvements to public safety facilities and related police protection capital improvements. The bonds would go to purchase and install a new cooling system in the police department's dispatch center. This installation would keep the dispatch computers at a proper temperature and prevent overheating. Voter approval of Proposition 8 would raise yearly property taxes in the Anchorage Metropolitan Police Service area by 6 cents per $100,000 of assessed valuation to retire the bonds. No additional operations and maintenance costs are required. The Anchorage Metropolitan Police Service area includes the Anchorage Bowl, Hillside, and Eagle River Chugiak. It does not include Girdwood, Bird Creek, and Indian. While the majority of the 11 propositions on this spring's Anchorage municipal ballot involve bond proposals, 3 do not. Proposition 9 reads, "May the municipality by ordinance grant a disabled veteran real property tax exemption to an eligible widow or widower under age 60. Currently, disabled veterans themselves and seniors get the $150,000 exemption on their assessed valuation when figuring property taxes. Surviving spouses younger than 60 of disabled veterans do not." Anchorage Mayor Dan Sullivan says his staff estimates the total amount of taxes that would need to be covered could range between $14,000 to $76,000. If approved, the tax exemption would be retroactive to January 1, 2011. Proposition 10 asks voters, shall Anchorage Municipal Charter, Article 21, be amended to authorize a limited delegation of downtown parking violation enforcement to a municipal authority or municipal agency? The selected municipal authority could only ticket violations such as expired meters or parking in a handicapped or no parking zone. Its jurisdictional boundaries would be Ship Creek on the north, Gamble Street on the east, 10th Avenue on the south, and M Street on the west. The municipal charter now allows only sworn police officers to issue tickets. Downtown businesses say stricter enforcement of legal parking times would lead to increased space turnover and more customers. Some critics worry the new agency might replicate the past overzealous enforcement policies of a previous municipal agency. That enforcement pattern led to the charter change, demanding only sworn officers could issue tickets. Mayor Sullivan says the most likely group to take over from the officers would be the Community Development Authority. Unlike all the other municipality-wide 10 propositions on the ballot, number 11 is advisory. It reads, should the municipality of Anchorage require mandatory photo identification for the sale of alcohol by packaged liquor stores? Proponents say the requirement would hinder people whose driver's licenses indicate they have alcohol restrictions. Opponents say it is ineffective and a nuisance. Again, Proposition 11 is advisory and will not automatically produce a change in law. To hear the other propositions, to hear KSKA's other proposition summaries, the assembly and school board candidates on running, as well as other election information and links, go to kska.org. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.